This is the ESPN Chattanooga High School Basketball Baseline to Baseline Show on ESPN 95.3. Stay tuned for scores and analysis on games taking place across the Tennessee Valley and interviews with local coaches. Are you ready to take it baseline to baseline? Here are your hosts, Greg Larner and KJ Simpson.
What's up and welcome to the Baseline of Baseline High School Basketball Show here on ESPN Chattanooga. Greg Larnard, your humble host, along with my sidekick, my humble co-host. Maybe not so humble. He won't be so humble after this Cowboys game tonight. Hopefully.
Man, if y'all lose this game tonight.
Nah, you're right. Nah, I'm with you. I'm completely behind you. But
yikes.
I've been telling everybody. It's definitely a fear, but I might put so much money on this game, I have to put it on layaway.
Back up the Brinks truck.
Man, I'm going to be in there like Mattress Mac.
Yeah, that's right. Dang. That's right.
I'm just joking. I'm only going to put 10 on it.
Put everything on Michael Parsons over two plus sacks.
Though. Yeah, I'm only going to put like 10 or 20 on it. But, you know, wishful thinking.
Yeah.
But, yeah, tonight should be a fun night for Cowboys fans. And if I had time, I would get down there and go, but I checked the ticket prices like an hour ago, and I was like, surely prices are dropping. Like, no one's playing for the Titans. I do understand it's the Cowboys playing, but tickets are still like 150 and above for everywhere around the stadium. So it's like, I don't want to go sit in potential 30-degree weather and watch potential beatdown, talking to God up in the sky.
Yeah.
how close I'm going to be up. And so it's not worth it.
No, it's certainly not worth it. But we're going to talk some high school basketball with you over the next hour here on ESPN Chattanooga. And we're going to talk to a couple of head coaches as well. Hamilton Heights head coach Steve Cook is going to join us at 2:20. And then Sail Creek head coach Daniel Moore will join us after that at about 2:40. But before that, there's been some holiday tournaments going on. We're going to talk some boys and some girls basketball. KJ's got some girls scores for us to start us off. What you got, KJ?
Yeah, man, Best of Preps has started, and, you know, it's an annual tournament that happens within the boys and the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it started yesterday, and yesterday, I'm actually going to give myself a little music.
Do it to it.
Just say it. So yesterday, Fort Oglethorpe, LFO basically, sorry, they got a dub 54-43 in the tournament opener. Baylor beat Heiner 54-20. And this is all women's scores, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Signal Mountain beat GPS 75-34.
Oof.
And then East Hamilton beat Brainerd 79-18. And so,
yikes.
Obviously, you know, Brainerd and Howard, they do have a lot of players who are the girls have never really played before. And so they're just now getting, you know, starts and, you know, trying to learn how to play, really. I saw them play when I did the coverage of the Hawks Havoc. I did the play-by-play for the girls and the guys at Hamilton Heights. And I saw Brandon play, and it was like very evident that, you know, a lot of them haven't played before. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a process. It happens.
It is. As they say, as Philadelphia used to say, trust
the process.
The process. That's what it's all about. And there are some other boys' scores and stuff going on. On the show here today, we're going to talk a little bit about last week. There was the Chattown Classic.
Yeah.
This week, as KJ just mentioned, the Best of Preps tournaments where the boys and the girls are playing. Chattown Classic scores. Let's get into a couple of them. KJ, you were at this game, Cleveland versus East Ham, and it was quite a good game.
Yeah, it was a really good game. I thought that the Blue Raiders were running away with this one, but as time went on, they got really, really close and Coach Reggie Tucker is out there doing anything. Ashton Munson is one of those guys from East Hamilton that, you know, he loves the mid-range shot. He loves the pull-up in general. And it's just, yeah, and it's not the, I'll be honest, to me, it's not the most prettiest thing in the world. But, you know, it's one of those shots where you look at it like, oh, that's off. And it goes in straight net. And it's like, I mean, he hit a couple of those in the fourth quarter. And next thing you know, they're down by two or four. And so he got it close. But Arion Thomas had 19 points in this game, and they got the dub, and Blue Raiders are pretty good, and they didn't have the quarterback, Drew Lambert. Mm-hmm. He's a sixth man, and he's a captain of that team. He didn't play in this game. I think he was dealing with the flu.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, how do you say his name again?
I say Arian.
Arian Thomas, that's right. I think we had it written a different way. Arian Thomas, 19 points. But you also mentioned here that they played sort of by committee to you, where it was, Arian was the leader with the 19 points, but
absolutely,
they're a really good, solid team.
Absolutely.
And we've talked about this, where they have a lot of seniors on this Blue Raider team, and it shows that it's not just, hey, let's give the basketball to one person and let him do his thing, and it's just going to be ISO ball. It's move the basketball, get everybody involved. Everybody knows their roles and plays them to the best of their ability.
And that was very evident because the team was playing their roles. And that's, in high school, that's really hard because it's so hard to get everyone to buy in and play a role in a high school basketball because it's like, I want to get shine. I want to get shots. I want to get the ball. And so it's really hard, but, they're doing it, and they're doing it well as they're one of the top teams in Chattanooga. As, Max Preps has ranked, I don't know what they base it off of, but I think it's the record and who they play. But I think Christian Heritage is one, Cleveland is two in the area of Chattanooga. So,
Gene Henley's son is on Cleveland.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's one of those senior starters,
nice.
I believe.
Gene got game?
Apparently, he used to be a big-time basketball player back
really?
In the day. Yeah. I don't know if he still cuts it up at the Y or whatnot, but
I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy when I get older.
Same.
Just hooping in the Y.
Same. That would be the life. I used to play at a condo complex gym with my uncle and a bunch of old guys that used to live there that just were running it. Yeah. And it was great because it was like a half court. It wasn't didn't even give you the option to play full court. It was
perfect.
Just like this half court, 3-point line, little room outside the 3-point line.
That's
to dribble
perfect
around.
Right there.
Oh, it was beautiful.
That's perfect.
It was beautiful. All right, another game that we had going on. Christian Heritage, they beat LFO 61-53. Alec Junior Jax
Abernathy.
He had 32 points in this game.
That man.
If you're doing the math at home, that's more than half the points
he is
that Christian Heritage scored.
Bucket. That boy is a bucket. I mean, last year, speaking of Hamilton Heights, he gave Hamilton Heights, I think, 53. I mean, so he is a complete bucket.
And he's only a junior.
Yeah, only a junior.
Wow. It's going to be fun to watch him as he continues to grow here for Christian Heritage. Chat Prep, they beat Howard in a close game, 56-42. Brainerd beat Central, 62-56. And Central didn't go down easy. Matthew Sharp for Central had 22 points in the game. And for Brainerd, more of a team effort as they had two guys go for 12 apiece, Thomas and Trey Shaw as well. And it's another team that you like about Brainerd, like we're talking about with Cleveland, that has strength in numbers, and there's guys that can do a lot of different things.
Absolutely.
For that team.
Absolutely. And then, turning to the Best of Preps on Wednesday, they've been getting some help because they had Boo Carter come and play for them, and he, in the past two games, has done well. And they have Quintus Brudneau, and that, Cajun slang.
Yep,
you know
yep,
how you
yep,
say
yep.
that? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Brudneau. Okay.
Brudneau.
Okay. Got it. He tore his ACL and has only returned. He has only missed 4 months of recovery, and he is back on the court playing.
Wow. That's insane. You don't see that.
I mean, that man is a cyborg. that is insane. But, they're getting some really good depth right now, and they're getting it back at the right time because it's December. We're rolling back into January. A lot of things are going to pick up, but yesterday they beat East Hamilton 68-58. Boo Carter had 17 points. He led the team in scoring, and Dennis Lewis Jr. had 15. That is a good looking backcourt, as I would love to see them play. I think I'm going to see them play today. I think they play at 5:30. So that should be interesting to watch. And I'm really excited.
Head coach LeVar Brown, he had this to say, according to the Times Free Press in the article they wrote up about Brainerd. He said, and I quote, "We finally got all our kids back."
Yeah.
Being able to add a Boo Carter and a Quintus Brudneau, who is our glue guy, is huge for us. To see that kid come back on his birthday after just 4 months was definitely a shot in the arm for us, and it energized the kids.
Mm.
We still don't know how he did it. The kid did 2-a-days. He worked with our trainer, and he went to physical therapy and did everything his doctors asked of him and more. He was officially cleared this past Friday, and we're excited to have him back.
Wow.
End quote.
What a story.
Yeah. Insane.
What a story. Because, I mean,
I've never heard of somebody coming back that quickly from an ACL.
If you tear that ACL, baby, you're done. Well, at least.
Like a year.
Yeah, you're toast.
You know, some guys are able to get back like 10 months, 8 months at the minimum, but 4 months?
I'm trying to think of the quickest I've seen a turnaround on an ACL. I mean, especially in pro sports, I don't really know if that's heard of like that. I mean, Odell's still struggling off of ACL. So that was over a year ago at this point. So.
True, but didn't he tear his Achilles tore his ACL on the same
like
knee? Something like that. Yeah, he's had all those other injuries. But
something like that. But that is crazy. And then moving on to in that Best of Preps game, McCauley, the Best of Preps champion last year, they hit 18 threes on 33 attempts in this one against LFO, winning 81-47. Colin Clarity and Parker Robinson have 4 threes and 16 points each. The 18 threes is tied for 11th as a team in TSSAA. And number one, I had to do my own research when I saw that stat. Number one is White County. They made 31 against Ray County. So,
wow.
FYI, little factoid for you. Tyner beat Signa Mountain 74-60. Keelan Johnson and Josh Jackson and Bishop Smith combined for 39 of the Rams 74. And then
Tyner's got a strong basketball team here too. They obviously got the state championship in football, and
going to be really good.
You got Keelan Jackson, Josh Jackson, Bishop Smith; those guys just balling out. And it's super impressive to me to see these guys go off for like 32,
right,
50 points, whatever it may be. But I love when you've got a team that has a bunch of different guys who can score. They know their roles, like we've talked about, and it seems like Tyner's got that with these three guys as well.
Absolutely. I mean, then you got Rodney Henderson. He is really good. I believe he's a sophomore guard, but they have some really good pieces, and Coach EJ Ward is a great coach. And putting guys in the right places, a lot of basketball, and putting them in situations to win. Obviously, if you have, you know, really good players who can take on one-on-one, that's good, but that doesn't amount to 80 points, 60 points a game. I mean, unless you have like Kevin Durant, maybe. But like, you know.
I don't want to talk about Kevin Durant.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
I don't. He cost me last night. Anyways,
you know, unless you have that type of caliber player, and it's like, you know, LeVar Brown was talking about it. I mean, in Chattanooga, if you're 6'2", 6'3", you're tall. Josh Jackson is 6'4", 6'5". He's tall. And so I love the Tyner team. I love what they have going, and should be interesting to watch tonight as they play again. And Baylor beat Howard 63-29. 6'4" sophomore Zane Restelli had 22 points, 5 steals, 5 assists, and 3 blocks.
Brother of the newest Chattanooga Mock football player, tight end Dalton Restelli.
Come on now.
Of Baylor.
Come on now. Go Mocs.
Yeah, go Mocs.
Hey.
He's got a bright future, this kid Zane, as well, whether it be basketball. I don't know if he plays. Does he play? He plays football, does he not?
No, I think
he doesn't.
Zane is more basketball.
Okay,
oriented,
it's more basketball.
But I mean, last year, that man, he started. I mean, that coach Mark Price is, I don't think I've ever known him to start freshman, really.
Yep.
Unless you're just like really good and they have
talented
to play you. And it's like obviously glaring in his face, and Zane was a bucket last year. I mean, he's such a bucket. But tonight, obviously, the brackets are pretty much set. The loser bracket, Signa Mountain will take on Howard, and the LFO will take on East Ham, and then Baylor will take on Tyner at 5:30.
Ooh, that'll be a good game.
Yeah, so that's Signa Mountain, East, and Howard, and the LFO. The loser bracket, I think Signa Mountain has already played East, Howard today. I think that game is at 11:30, and then LFO, East Hamilton is at 2:30, so should be tipping off in a little bit. And then Baylor takes on Tyner at 5:30. And then Brainerd and McCauley after that. So two really good, I mean, there's all good matchups, don't get me wrong. But the winner of the bracket is really good and should shape up for good matchups for all four of those teams.
Yeah, excited to see how that all plays out with all of those teams. Baylor, Tyner, 5:30, as you mentioned, Brainerd, McCauley. I know Baylor and McCauley have been down a little bit, but still strong years and a strong showing in this tournament for those couple of programs, and we'll see how they fare against the public schools, the public versus the private.
I like that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I think that'll be fun today. Some good basketball going on. Best of preps. Do you know where those games are being played?
Chat State,
that's right. All right, cool. So Chat State, you can go check those out. I think it's $10 to get in. Admission is that. So it's not too bad. You want to go see some good basketball out there at Chattanooga State. All right, coming up next, we are going to venture to our first phone call of the afternoon. Hamilton Heights head coach Steve Cook will join us. We'll figure out how he got to Hamilton Heights, talk a little bit about his team this year, and they have struggled over the last couple of games. They've lost their last four games. Their record currently sits at 7-7, so we'll see what happens there, and we'll talk to Steve Cook about his program and how he got to Hamilton Heights. When we come back, it's KJ Simpson and Greg Lawnard here on ESPN 95.3.
You're listening to the ESPN Chattanooga High School Basketball Baseline to Baseline Show on ESPN 95.3. Let's get back to the high school hardwood with Greg Lawnard and KJ Simpson.
And we're back here on the Baseline Show. Greg Lawnard, KJ Simpson, hanging with you until 3. All right, we're going to have a couple of guests over the next couple of segments. And joining us first here via the phone line is Hamilton Heights head basketball coach and KJ's boy, Steve Cook, right here on the Baseline Show here on ESPN Chattanooga. Coach, what's going on? How are you today?
Man, I look well. I can't complain. How you guys doing?
Look, we're doing pretty good. We're getting ready for the new year, and we're pushing towards that. But first and foremost, Coach, let's get into how you got to Hamilton Heights. We're going to talk about your team this year. We're going to talk about the four straight losses, which I know you don't want to do, but we're going to get into that. But first and foremost, tell me your basketball journey. You playing, then getting into coaching, and how you ended up here at Hamilton Heights.
Oh, man, I just had a wonderful career. Playing basketball at Chattanooga Christian High School. After transitioning from playing at Chattanooga Christian, had an opportunity to play for Jay Price at Chattanooga State Community College, where I was a starting point guard on the team, the first ever team to go to the JUCO National Championship Tournament for Chattanooga State. Had some tremendous success there. And then once I transitioned from playing at Chattanooga State, you know, I just wanted to start focusing on what my professional career would look like outside of basketball, because obviously you can't play forever. I had the opportunity to build a relationship with Coach LeVar Brown at Brandon High School during my time at Chattanooga State. And once it was done, he took over at Brainerd and asked me to be a part of his coaching staff during his first year there. So it was a great opportunity for me to start with a coach who was, you know, kind of get his first coaching experience as well. So I was there with him for 4 years, had the opportunity to go to the state tournament 3 years out of 4 years, one of those years being in the state championship against Fulton. Didn't get the outcome that we wanted. And then I went back home to Chattanooga State to coach for 2 years. I had success there, sent, I want to say, 15-plus kids to college on athletic scholarships during my 2 years there. Left there to go to Life University in Marietta, Georgia, an NAIA program that was in the Mid-South Conference, probably the best conference in NAIA basketball. And then after 1 year there, it's kind of when the pandemic hit. So I had an opportunity to come back to Chattanooga to recruit, you know, via the phone, via internet, and stuff like that, to kind of be close to the family. And a really good friend of mine, Zach Farrell, who was the head coach here, prior to me, said that, you know, God had called him to do something different than his professional journey, and said that I was the right guy for the job. So I was hired July 1st of 2020. And Steve, I'm here now.
Steve Cook, again, our guest, the head basketball coach at Hamilton Heights. What's the biggest difference since you've coached at both levels? You played, obviously, at both levels, high school and college as well. What's the biggest difference between coaching a high school kid and coaching a college kid?
I just like to say when you're coaching at the college level, you're kind of coaching grown men. You know, you're coaching grown men, guys that are transitioning from being young men to grown men, helping them navigate what the next phase of life is for them. Like I said earlier, you can't be a player forever. Mm-hmm. And when you have 12 to 15 guys on the roster, it's not realistic for everybody to play professional basketball. It's not even realistic for them to go to the NBA. So just sitting down with those guys, building a relationship with them, and trying to figure out what is the best route for them to do next is always a great experience. And a lot of my kids that I've coached, man, are doing tremendous, that I've built relationships with, one being Arnie Morris or A.J. Morris. He's a grad assistant at Clemson University right now, doing really, really well, wanting to follow in the coach's footsteps. Just stories like that, man, it's always one that strikes and near and dear to my heart because I had a lot of influence on the decisions that A.J. made on and off the court just by conversations and building rapport with him. And now that he's at Clemson University, I think that he has a great chance of sticking somewhere to being a Division I assistant coach next year, which I'm really happy and proud of him because he stayed the course and did what he's supposed to do. And then I think at the high school level, you're kind of preparing them for college, which is going to prepare them for, next phase of life.
Absolutely. Again, Steve Cook, our guest, Hamilton Heights head basketball coach. That's a great story, and it's always good when you can help those people out and kind of watch them follow their dreams as well. And now you're down at the high school level coaching. What's your favorite aspect about coaching at the high school level and working with those kids? And as you were just kind of alluding to a little bit there, in terms of getting them prepared, not only for maybe college basketball, but life at college and growing up and getting older and dealing with different life situations. What do you like most about getting a chance to impact high school kids' lives?
Man, the one great thing about coaching at the high school level is, man, you're kind of meeting kids where they are, meeting them where they are. Some kids are, coming from affluent situations. Some kids are coming from, very bad backgrounds. And just kind of meeting kids where they are. And again, I'm all about building relationships. So one of the greatest things about at the high school level is just transitioning those kids from middle school guys, building a great foundation for them to what life will look like once high school is over. And I think that's my favorite part about coaching at both levels, college and high school, man. Just kind of building a great foundation for kids biblically, on and off the court, man. That will last them a lifetime.
Again, we're hanging with Steve Cook, the Hamilton Heights High School basketball coach. All right, before we get into your team this season, talk to us a little bit. As you mentioned, you were a player at Chattanooga State. How have you been able to parlay your playing career into coaching, and how has that really helped you in terms of being a coach?
Oh, man, it's a little bit stressful, man, from being a player to a coach, because I hate to be the guy that's always like, when I played, I was able to do this. When I played, I was able to do that. But I think you guys can ask any coach that I've ever played for. I was probably their best point guard, just because I was always an extension of the coach. I always knew what the expectations was. I always had a hunger to win, a desire to be better, and I had a desire to never lose. But I think, sometimes when kids don't share that same passion, it's a little bit frustrating and things like that. So, that's very frustrating. But once I'm able to instill, the things that I feel are very, very important on the basketball court, what's very important off the basketball court, and when you finally see those kids realize that stuff and they're successful, man, it's great to see. I oftentimes say, I know what I'm talking about. And then when kids actually follow what I ask them to do and they're successful, it kind of makes them look good and makes me look good too. But when they don't follow directions, it makes us all look bad. It makes us all look like we don't know what we're doing. And we, you know, we fall in those traps a few times. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it happens. It's high school kids, and, you know, they're not always the greatest listeners. They got to learn. They got to mature. They got to grow, especially high school boys. Like, they are super immature sometimes, and sometimes they think they know best when, hey, look, let's listen to our coach who's been there. He's done that. He's been around the game for a much longer period of time. But let's talk a little bit about your team and these kids that you have there. You guys, from the record KJ's put up here, 7-7 right now. You guys have lost four games in a row. Talk to us about how this season has gone and how this latest stretch of adversity is sort of hitting you guys, where you started 7-3. Again, you've lost four games in a row to some good opponents. But where is your team and where are your guys' head right now in terms of trying to break out of this losing streak?
Man, it's crazy that we're 7-7 right now in the year, because we could easily be like 12-2. Five of the seven losses that we have this year have been by 1 point. It's literally have come down to the wire. And then in those five games that we've lost by one, unfortunately, we have been up by high double-digit numbers going into the fourth quarter, 16, 19, and 20 both times. And just kind of spoiled the lead in the fourth quarter. A lot of that has to do with coaching. Just not utilizing the best lineups, maybe not having our guys prepared to be successful with that big of a lead, and not doing what we're supposed to do to secure those things. We're not too far away from being like 12-2. But, you know, just these losses have taught us, and two of the four losses that we've had have been by one. And one of the biggest determining factors of those losses have been, free throws, you know, shooting less than 40% in both games from the free throw line against Knox Catholic and Christian Heritage. It's not a recipe to win games, especially when those teams are very talented. They have basketball players on their team that have the same desires as our players that's playing Division I basketball. So you can't leave points on the board for teams that are really, really good like that. And we've left it like that. And then the other two losses that had come our way was Chattanooga Christian and A.C. Reynolds, that we're just having to, you know, just bounce back from. Very poor performances. Trey Jackson at Chattanooga Christian was a beast that game. He did everything that he was supposed to do as a point guard to lead his team in a direction. It was not how I was expecting my homecoming to go against my former assistant coach, Wes Moore, who's had a lot of influence on my life on and off the basketball court. He used to pick me up at 6 a.m. every morning to work out. And I wanted to kind of follow his footsteps. I know he was a Chattanooga Christian legend. Went on to UTC to be a point guard for the Sweet 16 team. And he's the one that kind of, you know, put a lot of drive into me. Mm-hmm. He used to drive miles and miles to pick me up every morning for us to work out and do those things. So, you know, when we went in that environment, I knew that they were going to be prepared to play, because Wes has the same desires to win and not lose as I do. He has the same preparation and thing. I have his boys ready to play every single game. And unfortunately, we didn't come out with the win. But losses like those, you know, they humble us a lot, mm-hmm. and let us know that we're not always as good as we think we are. And there's always room for improvement. So I think these four losses have really taught us that we have to get back to the basics. We have to do the things that make us a really good team, stick with that, and not stray away from what makes us successful.
Getting back to the basics, Coach. It's KJ Simpson, by the way. Nice to meet you, Coach Cook. Getting back to the basics. You guys play Baylor on the 6th of January.
Yeah.
What are you looking for in that game? As that would be a tough matchup, as they have a lot of size, and you guys have a lot of guard play. As you have Cam Andrews, you know. Hopefully, I think Simone. You have Simone. You have guys like that. You have Jordan. You have a lot of size as well. But their size is in their bigs. And so, how are you going to counter that in your offensive game and your defensive game?
Oh man, just, you know, again, like I said before, just sticking to the script. I don't want to give you guys a scouting report on the radio. Not sure if Coach.
Come on, nobody else is listening.
You know, listen to this. but they're a really good team. Well, first thing, Coach Mark Price has been a Division I assistant coach for many, many years, so he's going to have those guys ready. They obviously do have some size. I think we have some size But one of our main things, man, is playing, you know, playing super fast, utilizing our speed with our size, utilizing our guys, running the floor, getting easy layups, running the floor, getting, you know, getting three-pointers up. And I think if we get back to our fast-paced game, when we were at that 7-3 record, we were averaging 88-plus points a game. I want to say, like, almost close to 89 points. Within these last four losses, we're averaging 60 points. And that's like a 30-point swing from, you know, 7-3 and being 7-7 is a margin of 30 points that we're missing just by, you know, playing a slower pace. We have to pick our pace back up, pressure them to play kids that may not be able to play, that haven't played as much. And that's where our strong suit has been, just being a little bit more in shape than other teams and forcing their hands to play guys that don't necessarily play. You know, a kid on our program that doesn't get a lot of credit is OG Ogbo, man, that does just, you know, I think he averages like 12 points, 12 rebounds for us right now this year. He does a lot of great things inside for us, no matter the size of the player that's guarding him. And if we can get him going early, when we get OG going early in the game, it's going to set up for all the success that we have. Because then we have, you know, Nova Southeastern signee, Kevin Andrews has been a point guard for us the last 3 years. You know, getting in the lane and scoring and finding other guys. And guys like Bryson Andrews, who set the school record with 115 threes last year, you know, knocking down his shot. And then we have Jordan Dumont, who's a Villanova signee that's averaging about 27 points for us. It makes all those guys look good when we, you know, when we get that ball in early and let OG work. And then once teams have to go double and do all that stuff on OG, it allows everybody else to have the freedom to do what they do throughout the rest of the game.
There you have it. Steve Cook, Hamilton Heights head basketball coach. Good to get to know you a little bit more, Coach Cook, where you came from, doing what you're doing. And hopefully you guys can kick that bad habit of that losing streak here pretty quickly. Because we need to get you guys back on the winning ways. I'm sure you'll get them back here shortly. But enjoy the new year. Hopefully you had a great holiday, and be safe.
So
be safe, and appreciate you joining us.
God bless you guys.
God bless you as well. There he goes. Steve Cook, Hamilton Heights head basketball coach. Coming up next, we'll talk to Daniel Moore of Sail Creek here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show on ESPN Chattanooga.
This is the ESPN Chattanooga High School Basketball Baseline to Baseline Show on ESPN 95.3. Tune in every week this season from 2 to 3 p.m. for analysis on high school basketball matchups and players from across the Tennessee Valley. Back to the ESPN Chattanooga studios. Here's Greg Larned and KJ Simpson.
Back at it here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show. KJ Simpson, Greg Larned. Let's get to our next caller, our next coach. Daniel Moore of Sail Creek joins us right now here on the Baseline to Baseline Show. Coach Moore, welcome into the show. How are you today, my man?
Great, guys. Thank you, KJ and Greg. It's good to be here with you guys.
Hey, good to have you.
We enjoy it. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach. Thank you. I really appreciate that. So, from some of the information we got from you before the season, we found out that this is your first year as the men's head basketball coach here at Sail Creek. First and foremost, tell us a little bit about how you got this opportunity. Tell us a little bit about your basketball background and then what it's been like here in year one.
Sure, yeah. Me and the freshmen are the only rookies in the gym right now. And we're all learning together how to build this program and make it a winning culture. But a little bit about me. The job just is a blessing, to say the least. It was very unexpected. I have been spending a few years coaching basketball development in the Chattanooga area with some AAU programs. Coach D's basketball development in particular. And this summer, I got a call from the administration of the school and asked me if I would consider taking the job that was coming open there at the school. After some time with my family discussing it and in prayer, we decided that this would be a good opportunity and one of those that doesn't come along very often. So I'm very blessed to be doing it. Prior to this, I grew up in school with Coach Templeman, Coach T. He's the GOAT of coaching in Chattanooga, I have to say. played ball with Josh Templeton, who's coach of Fort Buchanan, Gabe Johnson. I could go on and on. There's several people that played for Temple, and we had a very, very much basketball-minded and oriented program back then, and that was my my life until after college.
Excellent. Again, Daniel Moore, our guest here, the Sail Creek head basketball coach. Tell us a little bit about how this first season has gone for you guys. This record that I'm seeing here, 2-12, so obviously not a lot of winning, but still trying to figure out a way to grow this program and build that foundation. How's that going for you guys?
Sure. It's going very well. The record does look like it's bad, but it's definitely misrepresentation of what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
When I came into the program, there were three steps that we needed to follow to get us to be a winning culture. Number one was we had to change the culture. I love these guys, and they are just a great group of kids and young men. But the culture was very negative. They weren't used to winning. They weren't used to having a winning attitude. They really didn't know how to win. So step one was changing the culture and letting it be a positive culture of development for them. Step two has been teaching them how to compete. They weren't used to being a very competitive team. And we've spent a lot of this first semester learning how to compete. And intentionally, we have played more games than Sail Creek typically does in the first half of the season. We've intentionally scheduled teams that are better than us.
Mm-hmm.
We've intentionally scheduled larger schools so that we can learn how to compete. And you can't do step three until you've done the first two, and that is learn how to win. And right now, we have learned how we fixed the culture. It's a great place to be to play ball. We've become competitive. If you look at a lot of those games, you'll see that they're very close games. Several games, we even had the lead in the fourth quarter, but just didn't know how to finish. Including recently, we had the lead against Howard in the fourth quarter, which for Sail Creek is a huge deal. But we just didn't know how to finish to win.
Mm-hmm.
So learning to compete has become natural for these guys, and now they're learning to win. And I think this coming half of the season, when we start playing district play and region play, you'll see that that's going to pay off.
So with these first two, because obviously the learning how to win, that's yet to come. But in terms of changing the culture and then learning how to compete, what so far has been the more difficult task for your team and your guys?
Well, not knowing what to do in situations. For instance, be honest, we'd be in fourth quarter, we'd have a lead, and then the momentum would start shifting, and the guys had never been in a situation where they had those kinds of leads against big games, and they just didn't know how to emotionally hold it up. So the culture of, hey, we're not mediocre, we're able to be in these games with these teams, and we're able to compete with them, now you got to believe that you can beat them. And they're really, really buying into it. And another thing that really hurt us, which I failed to mention earlier, we hosted a Christmas tournament, which was incredible. We had a lot of great teams come in, great coaches. I've learned a lot from the coaches in the area. But we were literally down four players, three of them starters, due to injuries or illness. And we played probably seven or eight of those guys, of those games, without a complete team. So over the break, we've been healing, we've been recovering, and now we're back to practicing, and we're looking really, really solid going into this part of the season with a healthy team. So we were competing without a full team.
Coach, I love your mentality that you have right now and trying to shift the mentality of your team. And, you know, everyone wants to win. I mean, obviously it's not all about winning, but it sure does help, obviously. And so when you're trying to change your team's mentality, how hard has that been as a first-year head coach?
Honestly, KJ, that's probably been the hardest part of the job. These are young men, but they're still children. And knowing that everything is so significant to them emotionally, learning how to connect those dots for them, in a way where they're not beat down. These guys have a lot of emotional distress from feeling like they weren't good enough or continually being beat down, and trying to change that mentality. For instance, kids going into the game, taking a shot, missing the shot, and then turn around looking at me to see if I'm going to yell at them for shooting the ball. That should not be the culture that they're in. So trying to change that mindset to, hey, we want you in there. We believe in you. We want you doing what you can do. Use your talent. And helping them see that they can be who they think they are and who they believe they are without a culture of negativity. So that has been the biggest challenge of everything is getting a winning culture in their hearts and in their minds.
Daniel Moore, again, our guest here of Sail Creek. Yeah, that's great stuff. And just before we let you roll, because we're up against it here shortly, but I just want to ask you, what is your favorite aspect of getting an opportunity to coach these guys and to kind of have the impact that you're having on these young men?
Yeah, you know, it is that one word you just said is exactly what it is. It's an opportunity that very few people get, and I do not take that for granted. It's something that I take very serious, and I want to do my best for these guys. So the biggest thing for me is to stay humble and to realize that I have a responsibility not just on the court to try to help these guys win these games, but these young men, many of them will be fathers and husbands and coworkers and bosses at their workplaces within the next few years of their lives. So teaching these guys to be men of character in the classroom, in the homes, in their relationships, or whatever they're doing in their life, that's the most important part of my job. And I don't take it lightly, but yes, guys, it's an opportunity, and it's Sail Creek, and I'm excited about it, and I think that we're going to do big things, and you're going to see big things out of Sail Creek this year.
Love it, man. Continued success there. Thank you so much for the time. Keep building that foundation, because you have a great mindset and obviously a great outlook on young people and having an impact on them. And I can tell you just that you definitely don't take that lightly, and it's not something to be taken lightly as well. So I appreciate the attitude and the effort that you're putting in to this team, this program, and these young people here within our community. Appreciate you so much, Coach. Thanks for spending some time with us here today.
Thank you, guys. Love the show. Keep it up.
Thanks so much.
Yo, Coach.
Happy holidays. There he goes. Daniel Moore. Sail Creek with us here on the Baseline. The Baseline High School Basketball Show. When we come back, KJ's going to give us his Player of the Week. We do that to finish out the show right here on ESPN Chattanooga.
Baseline to Baseline. The ESPN Chattanooga High School Basketball Show airs every Tuesday and Thursday this season from 2 to 3 p.m. on ESPN 95.3. Now back to the studio in beautiful downtown Chattanooga. Here are your hosts, Greg Larnard and KJ Simpson.
All right, let's do it. Final segment, Player of the Week. KJ, who you got?
Hey, I'm going with Jax Abernathy. The man had 31 points of the 61 points from Christian Heritage. He's hooping.
Absolutely hooping. Want to say thank you to Hamilton Heights head coach Steve Cook, as well as Daniel Moore of Sail Creek for being our guests here today. For KJ Simpson, I'm Greg Larnard. This is ESPN Chattanooga. We got bowl action coming your way next here on ESPN Radio. No press road today. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Peace and love.